Now, we all spotted this in the paper today, and we all said we have to get that man on the radio. Kevin Owens. He's a sneaker cleaner. Yes, he is. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm great. How are you?
Good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you too.
Yeah. So that's a big picture and a big space in the Irish Times you got there. You couldn't buy that sort of advertising, Kevin.
I'm telling you, super surprised when I woke up this morning. My dad came into my room and I was expecting to have a little sleep on, but now I got rudely awoken this morning with being in the paper.
Yeah. So tell people what you do exactly.
Yeah, so we do really exactly what it says in the tin. We clean sneakers, so people bring them in. They kind of, most people have really dirty shoes. They're just kind of looking to upcycle them and kind of get them back to the way they were when they first came out of the box. So that's kind of what we do. We clean them up and then we do little retouches as well to leather and kind of re-dyed suede and stuff like that as well. So. And that's kind of what we get up to here.
Yeah. It's something that people could probably do themselves if they had the time or the intonation, but they prefer to pay you to do it for them.
Yeah. It's definitely a massive time saver. And to be honest with you, we don't really use anything special. We don't have any magic juice that we put on the shoes. We just put a lot of elbow grease into the shoes, and that's what does the magic, you know?
Okay. Now, you just turned 20, 3 days ago. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And you started, what age were you when you started your sneaker cleaner business?
I must have been 16 or 17.
Right. And you're still at secondary school in Belvedere, I believe.
No, so I've actually gone into first year there in TUD Dublin.
No, but you were when you started it.
Oh, yeah. I was in fourth year there.
Yeah, and tell us how it all started.
Yeah, so I was just kind of, I remember in the summer, I was kind of looking for a job and stuff like that. And obviously, because I was fairly young, I wasn't really getting much success with the application. So I saw a guy over in New York called Jason Mark, who cleans sneakers as well. He kind of founded the kind of industry. And I kind of just replicated his idea over in Ireland, which no one was doing it really at all. I was the very first person in Ireland to do it. And it kind of took off from there.
Right. And at the start, it was very much a cottage industry. You were collecting them, storing them in your locker in school, bringing them home, doing it. It was all sort of very low key and small. And now you've gone online.
Yeah, so because of COVID, we obviously got shut down like everyone else. So we kind of took a few months off, and then I was prompted by one of the lads I was with during the summer to just kind of repivot the business and take it all online. And that really stepped up the kind of product that we give out to people.
You have all the language, Kevin. You're repivoting the business. What are your projections for Q2?
For Q2, we're hoping to go national. We're focusing on kind of Cork, Limerick, and Galway.
Right.
Hopefully. Yeah. So
how much would a pair of runners cost me now if I was to bring them into you for?
It'd be 35
quid. Euro. Right. Yeah. 35 quid.
It's 35 quid for new shoes. That's what it is.
Right. Go on. Talk us through the process. So you clean them, obviously, but there must be more to it than that.
Yeah. So say, for example, someone orders online at sneakercleaner.ie. They get like an email afterwards saying that you drop them down to Grafts and Cleaners, which just is to dry cleaners on South William Street. And because of COVID, we can't really have people coming into Harcourt Street. So people drop them in there. We collect them from there. We clean them. Kind of make them look shiny again, and we drop them back down, and that's kind of how the process works for the moment.
And you put the tissue paper around them, and you put them into boxes. So they is it that level?
Yeah. So the kind of idea is, and what kind of separates us from our competition is, it really is an experience. Like, we want people to open up the shoes as if it's the first time they open up their shoes.
Right.
So we have our paper, we have our tape, we have just like the whole unboxing experience. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm just looking at I'm not a big sneaker runner, trainer man. I buy them to run in, and that's it. But I'm just looking at these Yeezys, and that they were designed by Kanye West. And
yeah.
I'm looking at a pair here online, $1,495.
Tell you, it's a mad old world, isn't it?
Isn't it? Mad old world. They're the Yeezy Boost 350 V2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we get plenty of them Yeezys coming in, just because, if you're going to spend that money on them, you might as well get the most amount of value out of them, you know?
Yeah. And what was the other one I was looking at? You better pronounce this one. The begins with a B. Balenciagas. Yeah.
So that's another expensive shoe, and we get a lot of those as well. And yeah, it's a big chunky shoe. It's it costs about €1,000, and they each pair weigh about 1.5 kg. Believe it or not,
right?
It's a heavy shoe. It's like something to be walking on the moon with, like, you know.
Balenciaga. I was looking at one particular pair, and it says here technical recycled knit, ultra articulated molded sole unit, no memory sole technology. Blah blah blah. Anyway, it says material 92% recycled polyester. Right.
There you go.
They're using recycled polyester, and they're charging you €595.
Like, yeah.
So they're getting the materials for free because they're recycled. That seems like.
I tell you, it's a good spot to be in, isn't it?
Like, isn't it? Yeah.
They're in the right business.
So 35, if you're paying €600 or €1,400 for a pair of runners, you'd want to be getting them, you know, as back as new for €35, wouldn't you? That's the
yeah, thing. Exactly. Yeah. Well, especially with a lot of the Gucci runners we get, Gucci Aces, they're like it's kind of a iconic, like, white runner.
Oh yes,
runner.
Yeah.
And over time, after like maybe like a year or two of wear, like the leather, it's like your dress shoes, like the leather gets dry out. So what we do is we throw a bit of conditioner on it as well, a bit of moisturizer to kind of loosen up the leather a bit more and just kind of take care of it, like, you know.
And what are the ones that get creased after a few wears? You mentioned in the article.
So they're like the Air Force Ones. So they're like, anyone that has a pair of them, they know they're notorious for getting creases in the toe box there. So we try our best to get them out as much as we can, like, okay. You know.
And what about smelly feet?
Smelly feet.
Yeah.
We tried to put a clothes peg on our nose for them once now.
Right.
Yeah. Most of the time we don't really pay any attention. We just get straight stuck in, like,
right.
You know.
Okay. What's the ambition then, Kevin? You're 23 days ago. You're already talking about repivoting a business. So what's the long term ambition?
Yeah, I would love to keep this going throughout college and have it going on the side, because it's really nice to be able to kind of work on your own thing and study in college as well, like, you know.
And what are you studying? I'm studying
visual communications in TUD. It's right. In the new Grange Borman campus, which is really nice. So that's kind of the plan. So kind of build this up along with building up my knowledge in college, and we'll see where it goes from there, like, you know.
Okay. Kevin Owens, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us. Sneakercleaner.ie if you need your very expensive sneakers cleaned by Kevin and his gang. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.